Hey, welcome back. My name is Dominic Gasem, and you're listening to PR Hangover.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to PR Hangover. Today, I'm joined with Maddie Odell. Maddie Odell is an account manager at 834 Integrated Communications. And before joining the 834 team, she had spent nearly a decade in the news industry. So hello, Maddie. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Just a quick little icebreaker. I saw on 834's website that you're teaching yourself to play guitar. What's the process of that, and how's it going for you?
Yeah, so it feels like I've been teaching myself to play guitar for almost a decade now. I got a guitar when I was younger, never really learned. And then when I moved to Michigan, I had a lot of downtime as I was meeting people. So I started teaching myself, just, you know, going online, looking up chords, that sort of thing. So I have a few songs that I've kind of written, but you know.
Oh, good for you. So exciting. I played guitar in third grade. Sadly, not kept any of those skills now. So just kind of moving into your career a little bit. You just started at 834 within the year, I want to say.
Yeah, I think we're.
Okay. Yeah. How is that going for you? How's 834?
I love it there. It's really, you know, they're really intentional about their culture there. So we're all really good friends. We'll go out to happy hours together. We spend a lot of time just sitting in the living room of our office, hanging out while we're working. But also, because we're a small team, we do focus a lot on our clients and getting stuff done. And it's just a really good environment to be working in.
And that's like really cool that you focus on company culture, because that's always an important aspect for me when I'm looking for a job. Just kind of moving into your specific position, you're an account manager. Mm-hmm. Do you kind of want to explain what that is and maybe what your day-to-day is a little bit?
Yeah, so account manager is essentially the point of contact between our clients and everyone else at our agency. But since we are a smaller agency, we're kind of jack of all trades. We do everything. So even though I am that point of contact between our clients and everyone else, I'm also working as on our social media for our clients. I'll post that, or I'm part of our PR team. So I'll be writing press releases and reaching out to reporters, planning events, things like that. So we really do everything. And it's hard to say day to day because there is no normal day to day. It's different every day, which I kind of love about it.
Yeah, that's really fun and exciting for you. And obviously, as said in your bio, you did start as a journalist yourself. So how do you think that has helped you in your position today?
You know, I think one of the great things about journalism is it's so focused on building relationships and being able to reach out to people in the community and find out information. And that's basically what I'm doing here. It's all about communication and really just serving people the best you can. So it's really prepared me for that. And I had to meet a lot of hard deadlines, especially working in TV news. If you didn't meet your deadline, you were missing the show. Same thing with, in print, if you don't meet it, it doesn't go to print. So very similar to that, I've been, it's been ingrained in me that meet your deadlines, get everything done on time, make sure you're organized. And so that's really helped me in this career today with everything going on all the time.
Just kind of moving forward at 834, what is one thing that really excites you about your job?
I love being able to do something different every day. One day I'm working with my nonprofit client, and then another day I'm going to Detroit for something. I got to fly out to DC for one of our clients recently. So it's just being able to do so many different things and meet so many cool people in industries that I never thought I'd really ever cover or be a part of. So that's been a really exciting experience for me and challenging experience too, breaking into things that I just never thought I'd have to ever deal with. But now I get to be a part of it and cover it and help it grow, which is really cool.
How do you handle challenging situations or conflicts that may arise with clients or within your team?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. I think that's kind of the golden question as you're going through life, is how to best deal with people who are upset with you, or if you have an issue with someone else. We really we talk about healthy conflict all the time. So not all conflict is bad. Obviously, if you have a room full of people who agree, you're never going to get to anything that's spectacular, right? You want differing opinions on things. So it's just being able to talk to someone when there is an issue before it becomes a bigger thing and be able to bring up those hard conversations. That's one thing that we really work hard on is if, even though we're all friends, if someone's doing something that's bothering us, we have to tell them. Otherwise it's going to fester and then things end up getting to the client. You know, we don't, that's one thing we never want to happen. So anything that's internal, we like to handle immediately and really get to the core issue of what's going on so that we can solve it and it never happens again.
And healthy communication always, especially in our field.
It's, you know, we're in the communications industry. So it's crazy how often people don't think about just communicating.
Just communication. People are some of the worst communicators out there.
But it happens.
Hopping off of the opinion aspect that you just kind of were talking about, how would you say that social media and kind of public opinion affect your job today?
Yeah, I wouldn't say affect as much as it's almost like a tool in our toolbox that we use. As marketers, our big thing is we want to obviously influence public opinion when it comes to how they feel about our clients. So being able to monitor it and use it is really important to being successful in this line of business, I think. So I wouldn't say it as much impacts how we do our job as we're using it to do better at our job.
Okay, so now we're into the section where I'm gonna tackle into your little journalism background.
Sure.
My first question is, what are like the similarities and differences that you've noticed between journalism and PR?
Yeah, I think the biggest similarity is that obviously they're both communication based. You're trying to get information that you have out to the public in the most succinct, best way possible. Where the differences come up is that in journalism, it's more about, you know, shining a light in dark places, to be really cheesy about it. But, you know, holding power accountable, making sure that people in a community understand what's happening in their local government or what's happening in their city. And that's kind of where journalists are coming from. I think in PR, you know, it's about helping your client, whether that be a nonprofit or whether that be, you know, a politician, but it's helping them communicate their message and helping them communicate how they can be useful to the public. So a lot of times PR and journalism, they see themselves as opposite of each other, but I think it's more of a cohesive, it needs to be a cohesive relationship because one has the information the other needs in the day, right?
Yeah. As you said, a lot of PR and journalism people need to work closer together. What is your advice on how journalists and PR pros should connect and build these relationships?
Yeah, you know, I think you'd hear this from a lot of journalists and a lot of PR people. The best thing to do is just sit down and have conversations. We like to do happy hours with journalists. We're like, let's go grab a drink and just talk about life and things like that. Building personal connections. People are always going to want to work with people they like, right? Or people that they have a friendly relationship with. And also making sure that you're being helpful, even when it's not serving you. So that's kind of one thing I've learned in PR is being able to help journalists out and be like, hey, I've got a source for you. I have this for you, right? That is going to be great for a story. Or I have like a great tip. And doing that, even when it's not self-serving on your side or for your client, will help you down the line if you ever want to help your client get out in the media. So I think there's a lot of give and take that needs to happen there. And obviously just, you know, keeping those relationships strong. So not just reaching out when you need something or need a story or have a story, but checking in to see how they're doing, how their day's been. If it's their birthday and you happen to know it, send them a little like happy birthday. But interacting with content that journalists have too is always, I think, a really good way to show that you're engaged outside of just wanting something from them.
That it's good too, because you have a really good perspective on this too, touching both fields. I think I've heard like just connect with them or like the happy hour point. But I think that since you kind of were in both spots or both roles, you kind of know you have the insight.
Yeah. Well, and really understanding too what they're looking for. I think being on the, having been on the journalism side, there's nothing that's more annoying than getting 50 press releases when you don't even cover that topic. Like, you just understand what journalists are covering. Like, if they have a certain beat, if they have a certain, you know, if they cover politics, maybe don't send them something about your nonprofit, right? Mm-hmm. There are people out there that are going to cover that. But making sure that you're understanding what they cover really means a lot to journalists, and then interacting with them in the way that they interact. So if they're big on Twitter, you know, send them a DM and say, hey, I've got something for you. Would you like to meet for coffee and talk? But yeah, that's one of the biggest complaints that I think journalists have, and give PR pros a bad name too, or when people send out like mass emails of press releases that aren't personalized, or, you know, I think that you need to remember it's about communication, and people want to be communicated with on a personal level.
What are some common misconceptions that journalists may have about PR industry, about the PR industry, and kind of vice versa?
One of the things that journalists don't, I would say, may have a misconception about, which I'm not saying all journalists would, mm-hmm. or all PR pros on the other side, but a lot of times they think it's just, oh, send out a press release and that's the end of it. But there's a lot of research that goes into it if you're doing it well. Again, like I said, understanding what journalists are covering, building those relationships outside of it, the research that goes into doing pitches, especially if you're doing pitches correctly and not just about, you know, a thing that happened, right? So I think that's one of the misunderstandings. Also that PR pros will only reach out when they like need something, or it's self-serving. I do think that there's a side of it that's a little more altruistic, I guess, about really wanting to help and to communicate good information rather than it being kind of like a dirty thing. Like, it's not that, right?
Yeah.
And then in terms of PR about journalists, I think a lot of times, and stuff I've heard, is that, oh, journalists only want a scoop, or they only want to cover something if it's bad, right? They never want to cover good things, where having been on the journalism side of things, there is a certain amount of covering bad stuff that happens, right? Because it's important to make sure that those things are covered and people know about those things. But I wouldn't say journalists don't want to cover good news. And I would say there's a lot of journalists out there that do an incredible job covering the really good news in the community. So I think it's just being able to understand that the extremes of things you may not like about each industry are not the entire industry.
Yeah. So just to kind of a little bit of a shift, how do you stay informed about these industry trends and changes and incorporate them into your client strategies and your work?
Yeah, I think what you're going to want to do is, I mean, I'm subscribed to a bunch of newsletters, and then I also wake up every morning and I read the New York Times. It's little things like that, just making sure you're keeping up on the latest news that's going to impact your industries. And then also, like I said before, I have now become a part of helping out in industries I never thought I would be. Like the GovCon industry, for example, is one that we're pretty heavy in on. And we have several clients in that industry. So for me, it's been a really big learning process in making sure that I'm reading the publications that they read, and that I am, you know, doing the research that helps me better understand the, you know, the kind of person involved in that industry, just because it hasn't been something I've been involved in. So I think that's so important, is also being able to immerse yourself in what your clients are thinking and feeling. And that will just help better inform, you know, what they need in a strategy later on, or what kind of, you know, if it's best that they're on social, or maybe, you know, that's not going to work for them, but what tactics even then down the line they need to use to be successful in their marketing initiatives.
How do you really like immerse, like, I know you just said like you read the publications, but like, how much do you really like get out of that? Like doing the readings and stuff?
You know, I think, and this is something news too, it's really easy to say like, oh, I'll read the headlines of a story for a day, or I'll do this 3 days out of the week. You kind of have to do it every day. Mm-hmm. I know that that's really important. When I was in local news, I always thought, how do people not know about this? But I was there every day and reading all the stories and part of writing them. So that's why I knew everything. But being informed is not an easy process, especially now people are like, oh, it's so easy. There's so much social media. it just makes it harder because now there's more sources to find things.
Yeah.
There's more misinformation out there than ever. So really being able to break through all the noise and find the sources you trust and be religious about reading them is the big thing. Like, it's not a one and done, like, I read this article, so now I'm informed. No, you have to do it every day because things are always changing. And yeah. I know that's, it sounds kind of simplistic, but really just being intentional about it and being informed, because it's not, when people say being informed is easy, just read. It's like, no, you need to be intentional about making sure that you are reading and questioning constantly.
I feel like that's such a hard part about being a PR professional is just keeping up on every single thing. Like, I can't even imagine, like, I know nothing about cars and just like go into cars and like have to like look up everything about cars and stuff. Oh, that's just like, that seems very tedious, especially with something I have zero knowledge on.
Well, and that's one great thing about being a PR professional is that you have close relationships with your clients, right? So we're really intentional too about making sure we do visits quarterly with them, even if they're out of state, sitting down and building those relationships to where they feel comfortable sharing information with us and we can have that free flow. Because ultimately they're going to be, whether it be a brand or something, they're going to be the experts on their thing. They're also a really good resource for you as you're breaking into industries you're not necessarily comfortable in.
What role does storytelling play in PR, and how do you really leverage it to create compelling narratives for your clients?
Yeah, I think PR, storytelling is a huge part of it because there's only so much you can do surrounding a brand or an event or something like that. But to make sure that clients stay relevant throughout the year, you need to really build the storyline around them. So make sure you're paying attention to the current events that are happening and how can your client tie in with those, or how can they be useful by providing information about things that are happening out in the world. And then really being able to, that's one thing in journalism. Journalists love to identify, you know, the people at the core of the story. So a lot of times they'll stay away from covering, you know, a brand or something like that. But if there's someone that it's impacted, find that person and tell that story. And then it just only helps your client later on because they're associated with this great thing. So I do think it's a really big part of it, only because good journalism is not covering brands, it's covering stories. So to be a good PR professional, you need to be able to identify those stories to not only be good to those journalists, but also to do service to your client down the line.
As we come to our conclusion, I do have my one final question for you. Just what is a piece of advice you would give to your past self?
Oh, I've got so much.
Go ahead.
I would tell my past self that you don't need to be a workaholic to be good at your job, perhaps. Let me explain a little bit. I felt like when I was first starting out, I needed to always work extra, that if I wasn't working double overtime, I wasn't working hard enough, I wasn't doing enough. Now, that's not to say there isn't something to be said for going the extra mile, but not at the expense of like health and well-being. And I think that's something that later on in life I've learned, you can be really good and effective in your job without wearing yourself out completely. It just is a matter of finding that balance, being able to find the joy in every day of work, like something you really liked about that day, rather than focusing on all the negative or what you did wrong, which I used to dwell on that too. I still do. I'm not perfect. But being able to find the joy in every day, and then also just realizing you can be great without having to run yourself into the ground.
I just want to say thank you for joining me today. It's been a great having you. I will leave all of your contact information in the description of this episode.
As this episode comes to a close, I just want to remind you that all of the guest information is available in the bio. And thank you for choosing PR Hangover.